You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 3rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 24.7%. That's how much the benchmark U.S. oil price soared on Thursday. It's the largest one-day gain on record. The jump came after President Donald Trump suggested that Saudi Arabia and Russia could soon end their market share war, which has seen both sides boost their output. Add to that the shrinking demand for oil as a result of slowing travel and economic activity during the coronavirus crisis. The result has been plummeting oil prices in 2020. Even after Thursday's huge gains, a barrel of oil still cost barely a third of what it did at the start of the year. The next number up is $12 billion. That's how much American Airlines says it expects to tap in federal aid to maintain its operations. The airline has already borrowed about as much as it can under its existing revolving credit lines. Southwest Airlines also said it would apply for federal aid, including for help paying its employees. The recently passed CARES Act includes more than $50 billion in aid for airlines through a mix of grants, loans, and tax breaks. But most other airlines aren't jumping to claim their share, at least not yet. That's because the aid comes with strings attached, including maintaining some minimum nationwide service. Our last number is 148,000. That's economists' consensus estimate for March job losses that the U.S. Labor Department will report this morning. But that's not likely to be representative of the actual conditions on the ground in America. That's because the survey period, when the Labor Department gathers data from employers, ends on the 12th of the month. So, despite weekly unemployment insurance claims suggesting that 10 million people lost their jobs in the second half of March, none of that will be included in this morning's unemployment data. April's numbers, however, could be a whole nother story. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.